But it is the month of love still, even though we're in mourning. And I think even now is more time to appreciate the people that you love in your life.
Truly,
because you
honestly
never know what happens.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you just take people for granted. They always say you never know what you've got
until it's gone.
I ate. Where's my pew pew?
Let them know.
Where's my pew pew?
Where's
now?
Your pew pew? Yeah,
there. Ah, there we go. So what are your plans? What are your plans for Valentine's
Day? Oh, why you ask? That's so... Why, Arthur, every time I come here, I am abused by you. Why? Why?
Okay, sorry.
What did I do?
So, I'm looking for a smooth transition into...
You know, so well there are no plans unless... Oh, you know, anything could happen in a day.
Anything could happen
unless
in
I,
a day.
Unless I, like, meet the love of my life now as I step out here. Nah. What are the chances?
I don't know. It's raining nowadays. It's not standing outside.
But, I don't know, man.
But I think we put too much pressure on ourselves, you know? I think Valentine's Day is a day of love, right?
Yeah.
But I don't think it has to be... Why are you laughing?
Now you're gonna say it doesn't have to be romantic.
It doesn't have to be romantic.
True, love. But it has not been romantic for years. I'm tired. I'm sick of that, Chad.
So you want romantic love?
Yes. I'm joking.
But it doesn't always, like, I mean, it can be. I mean, for you, it can be if you want. You
if
know,
I
if
want.
You want. Yeah, that's what you must. But it doesn't have to always be romantic. It can be friendship.
Literally.
It can be family. Mm-hmm. It can be acknowledging our current president, you know, saying, hey, Bram, we love you the most. You know, we always criticize people. Always like, oh, what you did there was wrong. Ah, this is wrong. This is wrong. This is wrong. But we never say, hey, what you did was fantastic, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think bad news sells more than good news, you know.
True.
And Old Mutual is taking the initiative to help us tell stories, you know, whereby they're saying, hey, look, if you have a story of love, it doesn't have to be romantic, Elise. Relax.
Yeah, it's true. No, listen. Hey, I'm with you on that one. I'm the president of that club.
You know?
It does not have to be romantic. I promise you, love is all around.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, if you want to show the love to your friends, show the love to your friends, your bestie, your office besties, your chummies, all of them, you know.
Uh-huh.
Make sure to show them love. And Old Mutual would like to, you know, award you for doing that. Now, Old Mutual would like to hear your stories of love. So whether it be romantic, Elise, whether it be besties,
platonic, your mom, your dad, your sibling,
dad, your siblings,
oh, come
you
on.
Know, the person that annoyed you the other day. I think with reference to love, it's easy to love people that are easy to love, you know, but then the people that are hard to love are the ones that actually
those
show
ones that require you to show up every day.
Nah,
that like you're
the one that's always having problems.
You're testing me.
So Old Mutual would like to hear your stories with reference to the loves in your life. So all you have to do that is make sure to sign up with Old Mutual Rewards and send Old Mutual, that's OLDMUTUAL, and that is 083-000-1046 for all the prompts and enter the competition. Now you can be walking away with 10,000.
Really?
10,000.
10,000 reward points.
10,000K. A friend of mine used to say 1,000K.
1,000K.
So 10,000K. Reward points, a dinner for two, a voucher at Stern's American Swiss for Shini.
You? Lekker goed, day.
14th, Valentine is coming.
Valentine is now the dag. No, but okay, so let me quickly, for you to inspire us, what's, if, when you think about love or a love story, what's the first one that comes to mind? Of yours, your personally.
My personal love story. I can't think of like the very sentimental ones, but I have one from when I was younger. It was Valentine's Day. And it was the week before Valentine's. I think Valentine's was on a Thursday or something. And then I grew up in like a very weird, underprivileged part of life. Anyway.
Right.
And I got a Valentine's. I had this crush on this girl. I think I've told you the story before. I had a crush on this girl. And oh my goodness, I was smitten.
Really?
If this girl coughed, I was like, what did you say?
You need some.
Yeah. You know? So... I wanted to buy her something, but I didn't have, you know, and my mom didn't have. So I asked my grandma, she's like, I don't have my boy, you know, and she's like, I only have like a 130 something, 130 in my e-wallet. And I'm like, oh, okay, it's fine, you know. And then on the Tuesday, she sends me the pin and she's like, go and withdraw. And I was just like, ah, oh, wow. Oh, okay. So I just took 50 because I was like, let me leave some for at least. I took a 50. Then I went to buy a PS chocolate. I told you that.
Oh, yes, that you wrapped with so many layers to make it look thick.
I wrapped that shandy board.
That's crazy.
Because I went to buy that. I went to buy, Pep, I think book covers were like $2 that time.
Right.
And I wrapped that thing. Yo, that PS chocolate. You know,
a little
chocolate.
PS chocolate like a small for
thing.
A whole.
That thing was big, bruh. You know, those salami rolls. It looked like.
I still don't get me what your vision was with that. Because eventually, when she opens it, she's got to see how small it is. So I don't know how you were thinking.
They always say it's the effort that counts.
Oh, everyone.
But it was, and aww, the true love story here is not in me wrapping her gift, you know. Mm-hmm. It was in my grandma saying, this is
exactly
all I have.
But she gave
and she didn't even
you.
Ask me what I wanted it for. Aww. I just asked, I really need some money. And she sent me, and that's the true love story.
Stop,
in that,
that is so cute. I'm going to cry.
Ah, yeah, because, what's your love story?
Oh my gosh. A love story. Okay, first person that came to mind would have to be my dad, man.
Mm-hmm.
Aw, perfect example now. Shout out to my dad.
When a woman tastes herself, which does that, it's dangerous.
No, but I have so many love stories with my dad, but one of them will always be how I, for some reason, as a kid, I had a problem with the nose bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. My nose just bled all the time. I also spent so much time in the sun, so that was probably it.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. And that happened way too often, man. Yo, yeah. I think I would like have a nosebleed at least once a week.
Mm-hmm.
So I would just wake up and I wouldn't want to disturb my parents and go to the bathroom and just try and clean myself up.
Yeah.
But 110%, my dad was always there cleaning my nose with his bare hands.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things I appreciate about like parents. Once you're a parent, like yeah, even sleeping, mm-hmm, you don't fully sleep, man.
Yeah, because you have to make sure that you are sleeping with the left brain because the right first brain must wake up at night.
Exactly. No matter how grown your kids are, even in my teen eras when I wasn't home, you think my dad is sleeping?
Mm.
No.
He's waiting.
He's waiting.
With a belt.
Not even. He just doesn't sleep fully. I've seen him do it with my other siblings as well. You're not fully at rest until you know, okay, your kids are safe and sound. So that's okay. Something, yeah, that's a love story. Every single time, he would nurse me to health, no matter how sick I was. Cold, cough, you name it. Ah, man.
Sure.
Shout out.